Good evening. I'm Morton Shadow. Welcome to my Ages Ahead of Pop. On tonight's show, C is for cards. Could have told you that.
Baseball.
Maybe a bitch, but the Queen of Clubs, well, she's another thing entirely. I don't know about you, but that's quite enough Queens for me for one day. Let's hear from Steely Dan. They're going to tell us about a couple of Kings.
I still recall the way he led the charge and sang.
here remember a guy called Desmond Decker? Nah, there was a guy who had a couple of aces up his sleeve.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, me Israelite, sir. Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
Close as you can to 21. It's a sophisticated tactical game. What do? Do you stick or do you twist? Well, I had a chat about this with Sam Cooke the other night, and here's what he had to say.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up a New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. Twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here I don't know, but man, you ought to see him go. Twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the line.
Lean up, lean back, lean up.
With the older queen, who's dollar a pair of diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. Yeah, twisting, twisting, man, everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night. One more time.
Be-hop.
I watch the game, aware of tricks I do not want to see. I do not want to see. A card is palmed, the bets are placed. The loaded dice make three, and no one sees but me. Does no one see but me? The roulette wheel goes round and round and stops a bit too short. It's made to stop too short. It's built to stop too short. The chips are down. The croupier laughs and calls a cheated player sport. He laughs and calls him sport. And the sport laughs with him. The sport laughs with him. There are no clocks upon the gilded walls. The drapes are drawn in everlasting night. We never close. The neon light blinks at the sky. We run an honest house. The advertisements lie. For I have chanced a glimpse behind the imitation antique mirror, and I have seen the pupil of the bus's spying eye. Pontius Pilate's soldiers gambled at the bottom of the cross. Even his ragged robe was lost. So would you kind of care to tell me, boss, what chance have we? What chance have we? Would you kind of care to tell me, boss? I watch the game, and if I play, I know I'll go for broke. It must be go for broke. The game is fixed. It's just a funny, foolish, never-ending joke. A never-ending joke. The dealer winks and beckons with a toothless, taunting grin. I know I cannot win. The game is fixed. Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Okay, all right. God damn it! Deal me in!
I watch the game, aware of tricks I do not want to see. I do not want to see. A card is palmed, the bets are placed, the loaded dice make three, and no one sees but me. Doesn't anyone see but me? The roulette wheel goes round and round and stops a bit too short. It's made to stop too short. It is built to stop too short. The chips are down. The croupier laughs and calls a cheated player sport. He laughs and calls him sport. And the sport laughs with him. The sport laughs with him. There are no clocks upon the gilded walls. The drapes are drawn in everlasting night. We never close. The neon light blinks at the sky. We run an honest house, the advertisements lie. For I have chanced to glimpse behind the imitation antique mirror, and I have seen the pupil of the boss's spying eye. Punches, pirates, soldiers gambled at the bottom of the cross. Even his ragged robe was lost. So would you kind of care to tell me, boss? What chance have we? What chance have we? Would you kind of care to tell me, boss? If I play, I know I'll go for broke. It must be go for broke. The game is fixed. It's just a funny, foolish, never-ending joke. A never-ending joke. A never-ending joke. The dealer winks and beckons with a toothless, taunting grin. I know I cannot win. I know I cannot win. The game is fixed. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. God damn it. Deal me in.
What is it about country and western music, huh? If they're not writing about splitting up with their partners or getting drunk and crying all night about splitting up with their partners, or about whether they should go and fight for their country or not, and whether you're a coward if you stay behind, if they're not doing all that, they're singing about cards, for God's sake. Cards, cards, always cards. And gambling, and gamblers.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em,
when to hold 'em,
know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
Yeah, I suppose the blues ain't much better. Someone deal Lightning Hopkins a mojo hand, will ya? And shut him up.
I'm going to Little Island. I'm going to get me a mojo hand. I'm going to Louisiana. I'm going to get me a mojo hand. I want to fix my woman so can't have no other man. Down thing buy me a mojo hand. I lay down thing, I was thinking about a mojo hand. I wanna fix my woman so can't have no other man. Fix you like mine fixing me. Don't let your woman boy fix you like mine fix me. You know she'll make you a fool about her as a fool can be. Don't be gone long. I'm going in the morning. If I don't be gone very long, I'm gonna get my mojo hand. I'm gonna bring it back home. That's what I'm gonna do.
If there's one thing I can't stand, it's a card cheat. The only thing we haven't had is the Jack of Hearts. Join me next week when D will be four. Well, you'll just have to wait and see. Playing us out tonight from the Blood on the Tracks album, it's Bob Dylan, Lily, Rosemary, and the Jack of Hearts. Good night.
The festival was over and the boys were all planning for a ball. The cabaret was quiet except for the drilling in the wall. The curfew had been lifted and the gambling wheel shut down. Anyone with any sense had already left town. He was standing in the doorway looking like the Jack of Hearts. He moved across the mirrored room, set it up for everyone, he said. Then everyone commenced to do what they were doing before he turned their heads. Then he walked up to a stranger and he asked him with a grin, "Could you kindly tell me, friend, what time the show begins?" Then he moved into the corner, face down like the Jack of Hearts. Backstage, the girls were playing five cards, stood by the stairs. Lily had two queens, she was hoping for a third to match her pair. Outside, the streets were filling up, the window was open wide. A gentle breeze was blowing, you could feel it from inside. Lily called another bet and drew up the Jack of Hearts. Big Jim was no one's fool, he owned the town's only diamond mine. He made his usual entrance, looking so dandy and so fine. With his bodyguards and silver cane in every harem place, he took whatever he wanted to and he laid it all to waste. But his bodyguards and silver cane were no match for the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary combed her hair and took a carriage into town. She slipped into the side door, looking like a queen without a crown. She fluttered her false eyelashes and whispered in his ear, "Sorry, darling, that I'm late," but he didn't seem to hear. He was staring into space over at the Jack of Hearts. "No, I've seen that face somewhere," Big Jim was thinking to himself. "Maybe down in Mexico or a picture upon somebody's shelf." But then the crowd began to stamp the feet and the house lights did dim. And in the darkness of the room there was only Jim and him, staring at the butterfly who just drew the Jack of Hearts. Lily was a princess, she was fair-skinned and precious as a child. She did whatever she had to do, she had that sudden flash every time she smiled. She had come away from a broken home and lots of strange affairs, with men in every walk of life which took her everywhere. But she never met anyone quite like the Jack of Hearts. Judge came in unnoticed and was being wined and dined. The drilling in the wall kept up but no one seemed to pay it any mind. It was known all around that Lily had Jim's ring, and nothing would ever come between Lily and the king. No, nothing ever would, except maybe the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary started drinking hard and seeing her reflection in the night. She was tired of the attention, tired of playing the role of Big Jim's wife. She had done a lot of bad things, even once tried suicide. Was looking to do just one good deed before she died. She was gazing to the future, riding on the Jack of Hearts. Lily took her dress off, buried it away. "Has your luck run out?" she laughed at him. "Well, I guess you must have known it would someday. Be careful not to touch the wall, there's a brand new coat of paint. I'm glad to see you. you're still alive, you're looking like a sage. Down the hallway, footsteps, we're coming for the jack of hearts. The backstage manager was pacing all around by his chair. There's something funny going on, he said, I can just feel it in the air. He went to get the hanging judge, but the hanging judge was drunk. As the leading actor hurried by in the costume of a monk, there was no actor anywhere better than the Jack of Hearts. No one knew the circumstance, but they say that it happened pretty quick. The door to the dressing room burst open and a cold revolver clicked. And Big Jim was standing there, you couldn't say surprise. Rosemary right beside him, steady in her eyes. She was with Big Jim, but she was leaning to the Jack of Hearts. Two doors down, the boys finally made it through the wall. Cleaned out the bank safe, it said they got off with quite a haul. In the darkness by the riverbed, they waited on the ground for one more member who had business back in town. For they couldn't go no further without the Jack of Hearts. The next day was hanging day, the sky was overcast and black. Big Jim lay covered up, killed by a penknife in the back. And Rosemary on the gallows, she didn't even blink. The hanging judge was sober, he hadn't had a drink. The only person on the scene missing was the Jack of Hearts. The cabaret was empty now, a sign said closed for repair. Lily had already taken all of the dye out of her hair. She was thinking about her father, who she very rarely saw. Thinking about Rosemary and thinking about the law. But most of all, she was thinking about the Jack of Hearts.
Ooh.